Hi, my name is Ben Armstrong.
Hi, this is David Koch.
My name is Thomas Maurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Sarkar.
Hi, my name is Lana Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Seth Warres.
Hi, I'm Aaron Thomas.
I'm Jess Dodson.
Hi, I'm Rocky Heckman.
Hi, I'm Sonia Cuff.
Hi, I'm Troy Hunt.
Hello, this is Wally Mead.
My name is Reid Purvis.
Hi, I'm Lars Klink.
Hi, my name is Alan Birchall.
Hi, I'm Adam Fowler.
Hi, I'm Scott Guthrie, and you're listening to the Need to Know podcast.
All the latest Microsoft Cloud news, as well as industry guest deep dive conversations. It's a Need to Know podcast. All thanks to the CIA Ops patron community. The Need to Know podcast. Catch us on Twitter and Facebook, N2K Podcast, and online at ciaops.podbean.com.
Welcome to this Need to Know podcast. My name is Robert Crane, and this episode is one of those shorter ones. This is where we do a bit of a deep dive around some technology that Microsoft has in the cloud, and hopefully give you a better idea of what's going on. I like to call these FAQs. Again, they are shorter than the normal long-form ones that we have. And as always, I'm open to any suggestions or any specifics that you'd like me to cover in these episodes. But without further ado, let's get into it. Now, what I thought that I'd talk about for this FAQ is some of the misconceptions or misunderstandings around the Microsoft ATP offerings. Now, these are normally what's known as advanced threat protection offerings, but there are basically three major offerings. Now, the first and most common one is probably Office 365 ATP. Now, that basically is a message hygiene service. So what it's going to do, it is largely broken into three components, something called safe attachments that will basically open a suspect attachment in a virtual machine to make sure that it doesn't do anything nefarious, and quarantine it if necessary. It will also run links in emails so that when they are clicked by a user, they will go through a proxy, and if they are determined to be malicious, then the user will be warned and potentially blocked from accessing that information via that link. And the third option in ATP is the option for anti-phishing. Okay, so this is a lot around the anti-spoofing technologies, the AI in there that will say, well, this email really isn't coming from someone inside the business. So those three services combined are known as Office 365 ATP. Now, there are actually two plans of Office 365 ATP, Plan 1 and Plan 2. So Plan 1 will give you what I spoke about, safe attachments, safe links, and also that anti-phishing protection. Plan 2 includes everything in Plan 1, plus gives you a few other advantages. It gives you threat trackers, a threat explorer, an attack simulator, and also automated investigation and response. So Office 365 Advanced Threat Protection, ATP, two plans available there, Plan 1 and Plan 2, but the major components are things like safe attachments, safe links, and the ability for the anti-phishing protection. These technologies in Office 365 ATP are included in Microsoft 365 Business, also Microsoft 365 E5, and they can be added on to any other Office 365 plan. Every user who wants to be protected by Office 365 ATP will need a license to do that. Now, the next option we've got here that you might have heard of is something called Microsoft Defender ATP. So Defender ATP is typically a platform that will monitor the endpoint behavior. So what it does, it will take signals from the Windows Defender, the AV endpoint, on most Windows machines, and bring that into a console and monitor the behavior and let you know if there is anything untoward happening. It also gives you security analytics, which means it will take learnings from the cloud and learnings from other Microsoft environments, and it will help you deduce whether you do have security issues in your environment. And remember that that will then also apply to the endpoints because it is being monitored as well. Now, the third major component of Microsoft Defender ATP is what's known as threat intelligence. So it will go out there and let you know what others are finding, and again, will assess your environment. So you know what, looks as though you have some sort of vulnerabilities, or these vulnerabilities are present on your network. So in essence, Microsoft Defender ATP is really about monitoring the endpoints, the AV endpoints, and using cloud intelligence to look at behavior, to look at analytics, and to provide threat intelligence, typically for your endpoints. Typically, that is going to be workstations. Then Office 365 ATP, which we spoke about, is designed to protect your emails or provide an additional layer of protection on top of the emails there. Now, the third one is what's known as Azure Advanced Threat Protection, so Azure ATP. So the idea with Azure ATP is that it's going to leverage your on-prem Active Directory signals to allow you to identify and investigate advanced threats. So think of Azure ATP typically aimed at infrastructure, typically aimed at servers. Now, these servers could be on-prem. They could also be hosted in Azure or hosted in the cloud. So basically what they're going to look for, it's going to monitor the users, the behavior and the activity, and it's going to again learn how people, what their behaviors are. It's going to protect their identities that are typically stored in Active Directory, and it's going to help you identify and investigate any suspicious activity you see in there. Now, all of these technologies, all these ATP technologies provide additional security. So in summary, Office 365 Advanced Threat Protection is aimed at protecting email. Defender ATP is designed at protecting and reporting on the endpoint security, so the Windows 10 workstations, Mac, and so on. And Azure ATP is typically aimed at your Active Directory, your on-prem, your infrastructure. So the idea is when you combine all those three together, you get a very, very powerful environment that is monitoring and is aware and is reporting up to central locations. So this is the idea here, that we take the service that is aimed to solve or to monitor a particular area and we implement that. So remember, Office 365 ATP is for email typically, Defender ATP is your AV, and Azure ATP is aimed at infrastructure or services. Now, what we also have is we have something like Cloud App Security. So Cloud App Security is an advanced monitoring service provided by Microsoft. All of these ATP services will report into that and can be consolidated and viewed in a tool like that. So this is one of the big advantages of the Microsoft environment, is that even though we have separate services that we can purchase and add on as required, they can all report into a central location and help us identify any threats in our environment quickly and easily. So the idea here is that we can take these components as part of Microsoft 365 plans, or we can add them on individually. So Office 365 ATP, like I said, comes with Microsoft 365 Business and also E5, so Microsoft 365 E5. Windows, Microsoft Defender ATP typically comes with Microsoft 365 E5, and the Azure Advanced Threat Protection ATP there is something that you would want to add on manually because it's targeted at the infrastructure. So that is a service that you would get basically via Azure. So I'll make sure that there are some links in the show notes to give you some more information if you want to go and have a look at that. But there are multiple ATP products from Microsoft, and hopefully I've allowed you some information to overcome some of the confusion around those. So when you are talking about ATP, make sure that you do specify whether it's Office 365 ATP, Defender ATP, or Azure ATP, because again, they are different services, different methods of obtaining that, and also they do perform a different function. So again, make sure the show notes are in there so you can go and review that. So again, hopefully that's given you a quick overview of some of the differences. Remember that you can always contact me via email, director@ciaops. You can also hit me up on the Twitters via @directorcia. If you've got any suggestions, love to hear it so I know what to target and I dive deep on. You can find more about the podcast at N2K Podcast on Twitter and Facebook. General feedback is feedback@needtoknow.cloud. And don't forget our longer form interviews and podcasts, where we typically interview someone about a technology that is relevant to the Microsoft Cloud, as well as give you some news and updates of what is exactly happening in Microsoft Cloud. But for now, thank you very much for listening to this episode.
You have been listening to the Need to Know podcast from CIA Ops. For training on using technologies like SharePoint Online or Microsoft 365, visit www.ciaopsacademy.com. By purchasing from the selections available, you'll be directly supporting this podcast. To provide feedback on this episode, visit www.ciaops.com/contact.